This is the Censored Me Not podcast. A thoughts and opinions after dark variety show of movie reviews and other topics to talk about. In geek and pop culture, entertainment, news events, paranormal, wrestling, music, anime, comic books, gaming, current and past news, flashbacks, adult-only topics, and any genre in general. Just ask any topics, and I'll cover it.
Hey, everyone. This movie I'll be talking about is called Door in the Woods. Yeah, Door in the Woods. Pretty catchy title, right? Movie's about this family moving to this house, and the parents decide, let's go on a camping trip because our kid has an attitude problem. And they found this door. The mom wants this door, and the father's like, okay, fine. Now, first of all, let me tell you something, man. You see a fucking dirty-ass door standing with chains around it, you know something's not right. Why would you want to fucking touch it? And this is a woman that believes in psychics and paranormal, because you have a psychic guy come into a house who's deaf and do a cleansing and stuff. So you ask yourself a question. You would think that a woman like this would be like, don't touch anything that's like outside the world, like a creepy door. So anyway, the woman is so stupid. She took the door, cleaned it up, installed it in her house, And that's when paranormal activity begins. You see this ghost girl wandering around. The kid is having nightmares. He's getting affected in school by it even more. And as the movie progressed, they left the kid by himself. Once the door opens, pretty much the kid disappeared. The door, whatever's inside that door, took that kid with them. So they rip off the movie Poltergeist a little bit, you know? So the kid disappears. The parents are going crazy, wondering where the kid is at. But the mom knows, saying, yo, whatever's in that door took the kid, her son, away. So the second guy comes back to help the family out. So during the last chapter of the movie, I would say maybe 30 minutes at the end of the movie, they were working on conjuring up a spirit, the gatekeeper trying to find the boy, trying to bring him back. Things didn't work out. I give him credit. There was creative ways of how he was doing it, you know. Trying to do the conjuring, the spiritual aspect with the Ouija board and so on. There were some unique ways that I'd never seen done in other horror movies, how they kind of contact spirits, you know. So I give credit for that. But anyway, once they finally get to the spirit that they had to speak to, this demon, like, they want to make a, the demons, they agree to a bargain, but it's a bargain that he wants. And the parents are so selfish, you know. It's like, look, I know your kid is missing, but that's on you, because you don't want to bother that evil door in your house. You know better not to touch that. But now, let's just put it like this. The parents' misery is going to pass on to somebody else. So that really did piss me off, though. But Door in the Woods, it's not a good movie, I'm going to be honest with you. But it does have some original concept I did enjoy about it, at least. But the ending kind of like throws it away even more. It pisses you off even more. So, try it out. I say this is a one-time watch, in my opinion.
Peace out, and see you later, guys and gals.